The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. And if you are a fan of the show, you will recognize the voice and the face at the other end of this broadcast. We've got Jackson Pinky Pinkowski, diehard Bucks fan, but we are still going to somehow let him speak. I don't know. I guess we're a freedom of speech kind of place around here, even if you're completely wrong in your opinion. Anyway, in addition to being a full-time Bucks fan, he's a part-time traffic guy for us and for our clients, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. I'll let him speak. But today, it's funny. We knew we were going to talk today, and he reached out yesterday, like, hey, do you have something I want to talk about? And I threw the idea of just because he and I coach all day, so we kind of know what you're at, through the idea of going through the two things. One, what y'all are doing that you think you should be doing and is important, but is kind of a big waste of time when it comes to paid and organic traffic and kind of getting your Facebook and your Google and your all that stuff, quote unquote, set up. And two, what the important stuff that doesn't take that much time, but most people are. So the first category is things we're wasting a bunch of time on with very little return, but it makes us feel good about life. The second category is what we should be doing that may not take that much time that actually gets results, whether or not it feels great. Does that sound like an interesting conversation, Pinky?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it's funny you bring up the Bucks because I'm wearing a Chicago Blackhawks hat today. So
yeah, he turned it around. They have very, you know.
Yeah, but it's got the flag up front. So if you're watching this and you're like, hey, he's not a true Bucks fan. This is a Blackhawks. This is hockey. This is a different sport. But
hey, yeah. until their checks start cashing, no more advertising crap, Jackson. We don't give this stuff away. We got literally dozens of people here, you know, paying attention to this thing. All right. So just give me top one, two, or three, whatever you're feeling frisky about. Time wasters where you see our clients. And by the way, yeah, because Jackson meets our daily, he does a call with our people. So he's on the, and all we take is owners of cleaning companies. So, and I talk to probably a dozen owners of cleaning companies every day as well. So Jackson specifically jumps into paid and organic traffic. So give me the big time wasters that you see people doing that we can immediately stop or change and do it in a different way. It's going to actually get us some damn results.
Yeah. So biggest time waster, I would say probably the number one biggest time waster is people focus too much almost on like the cosmetics of things, whether it be the cosmetic of a website, the cosmetic of a landing page, the cosmetic of their logo, the cosmetic of the business cards, whatever that may be. But like the very trivial things that you might want to worry about once you have a sustained lead flow, a sustained sales flow, something like that. But oftentimes I see and discuss with a lot of people who are having this issue or contemplating changing something along those lines, but in the same breath, they don't have any leads for the month or something along those lines. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. What? I was just going to take what you're saying a step further because you're so spot on, but I don't even think you're going far enough. So the biggest something I would say it a little different than Jackson. He's probably smarter. I'll say dumbly, just looking fancy. Everybody's like, oh, it's got to look fancy. Like they do a bunch of stock photos would be a perfect example. And stock photos look like $1 million. The girl's good looking and she's multiracial and she's looking right at the camera and she's got crystal clean blue gloves on. And it's a perfect way. It looks fancy. The problem is the people that you're selling to are older or they're not a gorgeous model looking right at the thing and their life doesn't, you know what I'm saying? So it looks like $1 million, but it doesn't do a dadgum bit of good. So not only Jackson said, you know, hey, once you get some lead flow, once everything's working, then you can work on the fancy. I don't know that you ever need to work on the fancy. I only want y'all working on what freaking works. Perfect example is email. And I would, you can jump in and say, if I'm completely mistaken on this, Jackson, I get a lot of emails from professional companies that big companies, and they have video or pictures embedded and they look like $1 million. And instantly I go, this is an ad from a person. If it looks like a salesperson, it smells like a salesperson, it's a freaking salesperson. If you just send an email going, hey, or what's up with Elon?
or just something that you would send to a human. Like, I would never send a fancy email with a picture and everything to Jackson as a friend. I'd be like, hey, what's up? What's up? How you like those Bucks? Yeah, whatever. And he would go, oh, instantly, this looks like a friend. So I'll open the email and respond like a friend. I just picture yourself sending an email to a friend with a GIF and everything perfect and looking at him. It's ridiculous, right? So not only for me would I say, don't worry about the fancy till you have lead flow. I would agree with that. I would go, I don't even know if you ever need to worry about the fancy. If you've got lead flow and you're getting the result that you want and it looks like crap and all your friends and family are like, that's stupid, but fine. You just keep cashing checks and serving and growing and let them do their fancy advertising that'll let them go broke. So I feel really strong. Sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to hijack, but I'm so in agreement with what you're saying. Back to you, buddy.
No, you're totally right. It's the kind of thing where you get so locked in on it because you're as a business owner, you're running off the examples of other things you see, competitors, maybe these larger corporations and stuff like that. But they've been around for a while. They've existed for many years and they have a system in place that allows them to build, you know, whatever these templated emails, these template landing pages, websites, that kind of stuff. And you don't necessarily need that to get started. And it is a huge time suck, especially if you're technologically inept, I guess. What's a nice way of saying you're not very good with computers? And I know a lot of people aren't, and designing websites, no easy feat. So you can get stuck in that and, you know, you're instead of launching new ads or trying to get a lead flow up and running in a day or two, you end up taking 2, 3, 4 weeks to actually get something good because you couldn't decide on green or yellow for your logo design or something along those lines. So avoiding that time suck is absolutely critical.
So what that'll look like for us, and I'm sharing that for you so you guys can avoid it, is people will spend a week getting a funnel together. And of that week, or let's just say over a week, they spend 15 hours fooling with it. And of that 15 hours, 13 and a half or 14 and a half are the physical, it looks good, the spacing, the button, what all the sort of crap. And maybe in 20 minutes, I'll put in a bunch of crap copy that's like, looking to clean your house, want to feel great. We're the cheapest in town. We clean better. Here's a bunch of review. Oh, I can put in reviews. I'll just stuff those in without any thought to who's looking at this page. How did they get here? Why did they come? What's their goal in coming here? And what do I want them to do? And I'll tell you why. It's very satisfying to put together a good page and go, I built that. It's beautiful. That's art. I love art. This isn't that. It's much harder to do it, have a thoughtful conversation with yourself and with your clients going, where it drives my clients nuts when they'll go, how do you like this flyer? How do you like this landing page? And I'll go, what happened before they got here? How did they get here? And they're like, huh? What? Like, who's seeing it, right? Like, if you're handing the flyer out to my 6-year-old's kindergarten class and it's for cleaning services, it's worthless, right? If I found it on the ground, depending on who I am, there is no such thing as a good page or a bad page until you ask the question, who's going to see this and how did they get here, right? Am I cold calling them with a message and they're in the middle of a fight with their spouse? Are they just about to get on a plane for a month? Like, what's going on in their life? And it's tough because these are hard questions. It's much easier to go, I like blue over green. I think green looks better. We get all of our friends to go, yeah, green's definitely better. I think that's the way. And we get this, it's the difference between feeling good and looking good. It's the same reason people say ridiculous things like, well, I've been cleaning houses for 5 years now, but I really started last week. Oh, what happened last week? I got my LLC, my limited liability corporation. What the frick does that mean, right? You've been offering your service and getting money for years. That's called a business. When you form some sort of legal entity, you're like, oh, now I'm real. No, same thing. Like, oh, I've been sending out this stupid email or stupid whatever. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of leads, but it looks dumb. I finally made it real. Well, how many more leads you get? Oh, I didn't get any leads. Well, stop. Last thing I'm going to say on this, we're going to move on because I could go all day on the frustration I get at people doing what makes them feel good as opposed to what actually does good and actually helps them. The last version of this is list size, podcast size of any sort of audience. I get frustrated sharing our audience, which is a different, and by the way, when Jackson said, you know, oh, Coca-Cola might have a big fancy whatever. And, you know, they're a bigger company and they're more established. You're not ready for that. I would go, yes. And not only are you not ready for that, they're selling Coke that they're, it's a completely different offer. They're looking for brand awareness. They have $100 million they have to spend. Their goals are wildly different than your goals. You, people say stuff like, I just want to be known in the market. I just want to get my name out there. Bull crap. You want people to call you who want your services and sign up for money to get your service. So get off this whole Coca-Cola, Ford. There's a lot of brands that just want to get their name out there. That's fine. You as an owner of a cleaning company under $50 million in sales is not that. There's $0 do we pay for branding, not a nickel. So it's not only like, well, they're bigger and more sophisticated once you get bigger and more. So no, it's bad marketing. It's branding is a completely different thing. And you're so small, I promise you, a brand doesn't make any difference. The way you're going to make a brand is do really good work and have marketing that speaks your thing. So that's the first thing. Second thing is people start getting into like their email list or doing a podcast or an Instagram channel, and they get discouraged and they're all about the numbers, right? So this is another waste of their time. So our Instagram channel, I think hovering just under 10,000 things. We haven't really done anything to grow. It just kind of came from our other socials. I don't know what the engagement is. We pay people. It's fine. My wife has got a little Instagram channel, Moms Love Guns, shout out, with 900 followers. I don't know. A number, all of you guys. And she's done it in a month. She hasn't spent any money, or 6 months, maybe. It's just completely organic. And I would say she gets as much value out of her audience, 10%. And by the way, she's not trying to monetize. So she's not even trying. If she wanted to, she could. She gets more value out of her 900 people than we get out of our 9,000, because she's a legitimate brand and she's in it. So get off the numbers of the, well, I've only got an email list of 53 people. Okay. As long as they know, like, and trust you, that's much better than I could buy a list of every owner of a cleaning company all over the globe. And it would be worth far less than your opt-in list of 81 and a half people that actually know who you are and give a crap. So that's all I have to say about that. Stop doing stuff that makes you feel good and start doing stuff that is effective. And I promise you, getting new clients and growing your company feels really good, a lot better than having a fancy website. All right. I'm so sorry, Jackson. I went absolutely off the rails. Continue.
No, it's all good. You had two very good points that lead into the next 2 points. And so, like, this second option I'll touch on, because you just brought it up, is the numbers itself and getting distracted, I guess would be a nice way to say it, by the numbers and what you're seeing. So a lot of times people have ads running, might have Google ads, they might have Facebook ads. A lot of our clients and people we work with, they've gone through, they understand how to set these ads up, but they don't understand the numbers, or they're getting focused in on all the wrong numbers. Right. And so my favorite story, my favorite example of this is one of my friends who's in the program, Nick. And I don't think he'd mind us talking about this, but I remember about almost a year and a half ago, the first time I looked at his Google account, he's a commercial firm up in Tacoma, Washington. I think it's Tacoma. And he was getting, I don't know, like 15,000 impressions, 20,000 impressions on his ads each month, which means 15 to 20,000 people are seeing his ads each month. For a commercial cleaning company, one, that's really high. And two, he's in Tacoma, which isn't LA, which isn't New York, which doesn't have, I don't think it has 15 to 20,000 business decision makers. And so he was getting so focused in on those numbers and saying, man, I'm getting a lot of visibility. This is mm-hmm. awesome. I'm like, well,
feels good.
Feels great. Yeah. How many new deals did you get? How many leads? How many calls? How many bids? It's like, well, I got like one, or I got nothing.
That question doesn't feel as good.
No, exactly. So we were getting so locked in on that first number. And then it took a combination, you know, of ad work and the mindset change of going, hey, I don't care about 15,000 people. Just like you said, I don't give a hoot. You could have 20,000, you could have five. I'd rather have the five. If you're getting five people seeing your ads and you're getting five leads off those five people, that's awesome. And so we pivoted the mindset, and he went from 15,000 impressions a month to like 200, maybe on a good month. But now he's consistently knowing that he can close leads off those small numbers. And so we get so focused in, we see the big numbers, we see, oh, my ad's going to be seen by a ton of people, which is great. If you're in LA, if you're in New York, maybe if you're in Miami or something like that, big, big markets. Yeah.
Or,
you'll have
or residential. Numbers. If even if you got a broader
or residential.
Number. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have these broader markets, you might see these big numbers, but that doesn't mean anything if you have nothing coming through it. That's great.
I literally just shared an example of this with our Leap members yesterday. So I think our YouTube channel just finally crossed 1 million views, which depending on where you are, could be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Or that's a joke, right? There's people that have a picture of an otter raising a puppy or some weird thing that'll get 1 million views in 17 minutes. I don't know, maybe I'm over exaggerating, but certainly 17 days, like 1 million views for a single video, not a channel, a video. Is not, I don't want to say not a big deal. Jackson would know better than me, but not a big deal. There's thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of videos that have 1 million views. And if I've got a cute kitten video or whatever the crap it is, and it gets 1 million views and I monetize it on YouTube, I feel great. I show my friend, oh my gosh, you got a view that's 1 million. Wow. Oh yeah. And YouTube pays me because I'm a big deal. And I don't know, Jack, feel free to correct me, but I'm guessing those 1 million views you were $86, like whatever, you know, like whatever the check YouTube would write you for the ability to show ads. Well under 500. I'm guessing.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot at all.
Yeah. Probably under 100. There's nothing that's going to be life-changing money. Our little tiny YouTube channel, if you're like, well, how much money have you made off of that? Millions. So it has nothing to do. I shouldn't say it has not. It's very shockingly little to do with how many views you have. Because again, 1 million views, like that's not that much. And for you guys are going, oh my God, 1 million's a lot. That's not the point. Take off 2 zeros or add 2 zeros. That's not the point. A kitten video. What am I supposed to do with that? Like what, if I know that the guy likes cute or the gal or the viewer likes cute kitten videos, what can I sell them? A kitten, cat food, other cute thing? I have no idea. Like it's just, I know nothing about it. What kind of psychopath is going to watch a video about grow my cleaning company that doesn't own a cleaning company that doesn't want to grow? Right. So I just want to encourage, just like, it's just an example of what we do, but Jackson's is probably better with Nick, of just a smaller group of people that you know something about, right? Like Natalie's audience is passionate about moms and passionate about guns. Even though there's only 1,000 of them, that's valuable. Nick's people only with 200 impressions. I'd rather have 200 that he knows own a commercial thing and are looking to help with their facilities management over 200,000. That's like, huh? What? Why? I don't know. Why would I even want this? So huge, 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 hugely huge. All right. I think we've talked about what not to do. Let's hit a little bit of what's some low hanging fruit that they should be doing that they're not, that maybe doesn't sound or make sense, but when you get it, it's like, yeah, that this is what I need to be doing.
So low hanging fruit right off the bat. And we kind of spoke about this beforehand.
If this is the pictures, you're going to make us look bad, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah. It's, you got Google My Business, and this is especially applicable for residential. I mean, it's great for commercial as well, but if I had to say one person that should do it, that's listening to it now, if you have a residential cleaning business and you haven't touched your Google My Business account in months, touch it now. Like, they finish this podcast, go update it, go put your pictures on it, because that is your profile. And Google is pushing that this year. They're pushing it in maps. They're pushing it on searches. They're pushing it above pretty much everything else, is they want local businesses to feel supported.
That's what I was gonna say. Local, especially service businesses, where yes, it's an on-site thing and they kind of feel like your place matters.
100%. Their whole thing, especially after COVID, is they want local businesses to feel supported. They want local service businesses to feel supported. And so it's a free service, free tool. You can put your pictures on there, your business hours. You can put your booking link. You can have people schedule appointments directly through it. You have your phone number on there.
And so let me brag about how well we had our setup, and then you can crush my hopes and dreams, and the people can kind of see what the example of us doing what I thought was good and kind of, I don't want to say wasting time, but certainly not using our time best. And then you can show, we'll let you be the hero and share what we should have done and what Clean Nation should do. So we've had our Google thing for years. We've got some reviews. Our hours are up. Our website's there. I think all the boxes were checked. There might've been under pictures, there's probably a picture of our logo. I don't know, 0 to 2 pictures of our logo or something.
We had a picture of logo and a picture of you holding a broom.
There you go. Super compelling. I mean, come on, everyone write that down. Hold a broom or for money, I'll hold a broom and you can put my picture holding a broom once Jackson tells you how well it worked out. So I would say most owners would look at that and go, okay, they got their Google thing filled out. And I don't know the exact numbers, but fair to Midland to zero. Like, I don't know that we were getting any traction. I felt good. And then we literally were Jackson, I think it was either Jackson or Jared presenting at one of our events. And we go, we should take a look at this. So I'll let you pick up the story from here after our very workmanlike, fantastic Google profile.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Mike said, our profile is bare minimum. And then, one of us had the bright idea in one of the meetings was like, hey, we're getting, like, people are looking at this picture of Mike, you know, on a pretty consistent basis, you know, not crazy numbers, like a couple hundred. Why? And we took that mindset of why is Mike being the face of this? Why can't we need to be showing the success of things, you know, what we actually do, what we're talking, coaching, our actual help with cleaning company owners.
Same two questions we asked before, by the way, who's going to see this and why are they here? So owners of cleaning companies are going to see it. You go, oh, well, it's Mike with a broom. That's, or with a mop or something. I guess it's why are they here? It's not to see my stupid face with a stupid mop. They're there to grow their freaking cleaning company. So because we didn't ask the question, and that picture we had with the mop, professionally taken, looked hilarious. Everybody likes it. That's not, it looked great. It would be a perfect example of looks great, completely ineffective. Nobody's coming to our website or our Google page to go, I wonder what Mike would look like with it. It's just such an insane thing. Now I'm going to just, cause some people are thinking I'm going to set you up, Jackson. Well, and we have something harder to show than you, right? You guys have, you provide clean homes and time for people and security and make them feel better. And you do all sorts of very nice things. We help people grow and do coaching. Really hard to catch on camera. Like, how do you show up a picture of, as opposed to me in a coat, a mop? It could be me like screaming at Jackson or a client, I guess. How do we solve that, Jackson? And how do they solve that?
Yeah. So oftentimes, again, we go back to the cosmetically pleasing of people putting stock photos and stuff like this, but is again, low hanging fruit is you have clients and customers that you work with, that you've probably been working with for a while. I would assume either residential, commercial, you probably had somebody that you've been working with for months on end and they're awesome. You like them. They like you, that kind of thing. And you've never asked them to take pictures of before and afters. You've never asked them for customer testimonials. You never asked for a review or anything like that from them. But you really should, because that's what moves the needle when you put pictures online, when you put your video online, when you put your reviews up, is having pictures of actual interactions or actual customers or actual work you've done. Your team members as well goes a very long way. It shows your personal, it shows a person behind the business that you hiring locally, that you have a good team, smiling, happy, real people.
But Jackson, I want to keep it a secret. I can't let people know that I've got clients that love me. Once the word gets out, what will happen? Or I've got employees that love being a part of my team, that we're just going to play that close to the vest. I can't share that with the world.
I mean, I go for it, but like, why? That's just,
I feel like no one feels that way, but our actions show that exact belief. We don't hold that belief, but we act like we hold that belief. So I'm just busting chops. Go ahead.
Yeah, that you're right. It's funny because we have those situations and I tell people that I just say, why? And then they sit back and go, oh, like, I guess you're right. Yeah, that doesn't really make sense. And I said, yeah, exactly. You've been working with this person for 6 months. You've never asked for a review. I had a cleaning company. They asked me for a review within two cleans. I was happy to give it. They did a great job. I was thrilled. So, but doing this kind of stuff, it might push you out of your comfort zone. It's tough, but you have to do it. You have to. And once you do it, I mean, I'm looking at it, like our stats, we went from 50 like website clicks a month. And we posted some pictures of our actual interactions, our actual work we do, and our profile visibility went up about 300%.
Let me be clear. When Jackson says actual work we do, this a screenshot of this would be that. It's not very interesting. So
no,
what exactly. We did, and again, I'm only using us because we have a harder thing. Yours is easier. We do events, and every event just for fun, not in nothing marketing. We just take a picture of the whole group. It will be silly or be having fun. And it's really... And you correct me if I'm wrong, or if you feel differently, or if you did a better job on this, Jackson. I don't know that we can show, I guess we could get weird and like find a client and put a bunch of like cash in their hands and them, you know, how do you like, in a still picture show results? So what we did, or I believe what we did, Jackson, is just culture. It was us being with our clients, having fun. That was it. So what that would look like from my perspective, I'm dying for Jackson's and we're going to wrap this, is drives me nuts when I go to a website and they, especially when they're doing the hiring, and it's stock freaking photos. Stock freaking photos. I still remember an event, an African-American guy in, I think, Atlanta. Most of his clients were African-American. Most of his employees were African-American. Went to his website, nothing but stock photos of happy white people. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? like, have the people you're trying to attract and speak to. And it doesn't have to be color, old, young, happy, sad, race, tall, short, Bucks fans, not Bucks fans. Make it look like the person you're trying to dig up a track. So who looks more like our customers than our customers? Not a stock photo. So no offense to our customers or myself or Jackson, we're average looking folks, but the stock photo people don't look like our customers. We look like Jackson with his hat on and a beard and, you know, me and a dumb mop. And it's, the realism is so much better. Us just hanging with our clients and our clients being happy, so much more effective. So for you guys, my pet peeve is clean thing, dirty thing, clean thing, dirty thing. Like here's a unvacuum floor. Here's a floor with vacuum things in it. Here's an unstripped in wax. Here's a stripped in wax. So freaking boring, right? Almost like a stock photo. And no offense, anybody can take any picture of anything clean and dirt. Like, who's going to be able to create a picture of us at a hotel room, 50 of us getting together, having fun, and just in that energy, all having a smile and being silly? It's impossible to recreate. And it was real. So if you're going to do something like that, just have a picture of you with your arm around your customer. That's it. Like, and feel free to, Jackson can tell us where they can go look at the Grumman Cleaning Company, not website, but Google Place, and go, you'll go, this is it. This just looks like a bunch of you and your clients jacking around. Yeah. Cause it's a bunch of pictures of me and my clients jacking around, but you see it and you go, wow, Mike and his team really seem to care and love about these people. These people really seem to be happy in this community. You almost assume the success, because how we're going to do show people in like fancy cars and roll out. That's such a gross. I hate that, by the way, when gurus are like, look at my fancy crap. Sorry if you do that, it's fine, but that's not what I'd coach you to as an owner. So I would encourage you, if you're going to have a clean or dirty background, for God's sakes, have some fun with it. Have a mom sad face in front of the dirty house and then happy. And like, even if it's fake and silly, they can tell you're being fake and silly and having fun. Focus on the people, not on a freaking clean floor, clean kitchen, dirty kitchen. Or if you're going to do it, have an over like stage, a really dirty kitchen with like spaghetti on the walls and kids everywhere and things going crazy. And then even if you use the stock photo for that, and then have your like happy customer in front of her real something. So it's like, these are real people doing a real thing. All right. My rant's over. Jackson, what am I missing? Now say some smart stuff.
I mean, you kind of said it all. And it's funny because I pulled up the stats and I realized this is another good point. Be consistent with it. Don't just do it once and then stop, because we did it once and stopped, and now our profile views are dropping. So we need to get back on it, which is good because we have another event coming up. So, but well, here,
let's do this. I'm going to make Jackson's life miserable because I'm a bad person. If you are listening to this and you are, you send in any picture you like, any picture you think that would be awesome for Grow My Cleaning Company's Google page with a note or a profile or something. So it's not just a random, hey, this is me doing this or whatever. We'll make you guys a star of it. Jackson at growmycleaningcompany.com. Sorry, buddy. Email me any picture you think. Nothing profane. Don't get crazy with it. Be nice. And just a quick picture, maybe one email, one line about here's what this is and here's why I think you should put it on your page. Boom. And if you're like, well, hey, that sounds fun, I can participate. Guess what? If you have a podcast or an email or whatever, you can invite your clients to participate in your thing. All right. So that's one idea I just gave. Jackson said we're going to do an event here in a couple months. That's two. Give us one more, Jackson. What can we do to put some more pictures up before the event, before people send it in? And what can they do to put, you know, keep their profile fresh?
Honestly,
put Jackson on the spot before, it's a ton of fun. Feel free. The clients, it's the best. Just ask him a really hard question and watch him stress out. Go ahead, buddy.
I mean, in our situation, I think we have a big like depository, wrong word, depository of like photos that we can pull from. And our clients should do the same thing. Proper planning prevents piss poor performance, as my dad always used to say. And my mom used to always say that.
That's too. Such an old guy saying proper.
Yeah. Absolutely. But it's words to live by, especially in like marketing, especially in business management, anything you do there. And you don't want to be thinking on, I'm going to get one picture for this month. I'm going to get and then next month I'll prep another picture or something like that. You want to collect as much as you can, because then you can space your stuff out, work with your clients, work with your employees to get cool pictures, especially if you have events coming up, capitalize on that. If you're engaging in the community, people love that. Get those types of pictures as well. Cause I know a lot of people we work with work in, you know, the Chamber of Commerce. They go out to community events. They work in community groups, stuff like that. That kind of work really helps move the needle pretty quickly too, especially if you're in smaller areas. So capitalize on that.
And guys, gals, we're talking, if this sounds like a lot of work just to keep your Google profile up, maybe it is, but these make great Instagram posts. They make great Facebook ads. They make great Twitter posts. They make great additions to your website. If you're going to put something in email, this kind of a picture is going to do far better than some fancy stock nonsense thing. So, as we wrap, Jackson, just for those people like, I love all this, but I don't even know how to get a Google profile or where to do that. Is that something you can tell them real quick? Or do we need Lindsay to put in the show notes? How can they kind of get this party started?
Google my business. Easiest way to do it. It will be your very first option. You have to be on Google though, because if you go to, like, some people still use Yahoo, some people use Bing. If you search on those, it won't work. Go to Google.
If I go to Bing and search Google my business, nothing.
The first thing that comes up is usually, I think it's like Bing.
How to do a Bing version profile.
Something like that. So you always want to go to Google and then Google my business. A lot of Googles in that sentence, but it's always the first option for you. Really easy. They walk you through the whole thing. They walk you through verification. It will take you a day to get the initial profile set up. That's it. Not even. It'll take you a couple hours, really.
Completely free. Not wasting your time. I don't know if it'll feel good or bad, but you should feel good. Like, I'm actually doing something that's going to move the needle. All right, guys, gals. God, I love having Jackson on. We need to have him more. He's just great. I'm sure many of you hopefully have lots and lots of takeaways. And a lot of you guys are like, this is great. And I love these podcasts, but the 20 minute a pop. And right when it starts to get good, you guys, you know, I have so many questions, and we're not trying to tease or not give you everything we can. It's just, we try to keep it a 20 minute format. We've done over 700. So we're giving lots of free content. But for those of you that are like, I have questions, I need to interact with a human being. I need this personalized to me, right? Like, this is good, but I need more. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, I would start with the free on-demand training. That is probably the best place to start. At the end, you'll get an opportunity to talk with one of our people. I'll give it to you right now. If you want to text me directly, we've got this cool app where you guys can text me and I can respond. It goes right to my phone. I think this is the only place that doesn't go to one of our team members. 602-932-6431. Let me know what's shaking in your life, how we can help. I'm one man. I can do a little bit. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com has got a ton of stuff and resources. I'd start with the free on-demand training. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.